Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The Palestinians are calling for unity in order to be able to destroy the state of Israel. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
A minister of the Palestinian Authority, the ruling body for the Palestinian people, says that the two factions of the Palestinian people, Fatah and Hamas, must unite in order to achieve the destruction of the State of Israel. This report from an official Palestinian Authority newspaper revealed a number of Palestinian Authority ministers who agreed with the call for Palestinian unity in their struggle against Israel. Both Fatah and Hamas, the two factions of the Palestinian body politic, have been involved in the armed struggle to remove the Jewish state from the land that Palestinians claim as their state. And now the radical rhetoric is calling for Palestinian unity in order to destroy the Jewish state of Israel. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
A call by an official of the Palestinian Authority for the Palestinian people to unite in order to destroy the Jewish state of Israel is a page out of Bible prophecy for the last days. If you have a moment, think about this with me. In a large Palestinian rally attended by female Palestinian prisoners recently released from Israeli jails, an official of the Palestinian Authority called for the reunification of the Palestinian people. The Palestinian Authority minister said that the Palestinians must unite in order to achieve their goal of the destruction of the Jewish state of Israel and the establishment of a Palestinian state on all the land that today belongs to the Jewish people. This Palestinian plan fits exactly with the prophetic passages found in the Bible that reveals what will happen in the last days between Israel and the Palestinians. Malachi wrote that the Edomites, the Palestinian people of today, would return to Israel and set up borders. Borders which the Lord said will be borders of wickedness. That's Malachi chapter 1. Ezekiel foretold of a time when the Palestinians would kill the Jewish people and then take their land. That's Ezekiel chapter 35. The little prophetic book of Obadiah says that the Palestinians will become intoxicated with power as they take the steps to rid the land now known as Israel of the Jewish people, but these Palestinians themselves will be destroyed. That's Obadiah verses 15 to 18. Calls for the Palestinians to unite in order to be able to destroy Israel will only set the stage for the opposite to happen. Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, so let's keep looking up until...